I love waking up next to you. Did you get a good night's sleep? I know we were supposed to go out and do a few things today, but I sort of just want to stay in. It's so nice and warm in this bed. And it's so gray and rainy outside. I don't want to get up and face that yet. Do you just want to lay here with me for a while, sweetie? I thought you would. Listening to you breathe as I lay my head on your shoulder makes me feel so relaxed. It's soothing. And it makes me want to run my hand down your chest. Oh, it looks like someone had a dirty dream this morning. Baby, don't feel ashamed. I had one too, but it was all about you. So it's okay. Well, we're gonna have to do something about this hard-on, aren't we? Can't let that go to waste. Let's just pull down the edge of your pajama pants and your underwear and take a look. Oh, this definitely needs my attention. I know you like it when I run my hands gently over the head and just rub the underside with my thumb. Just like this. My hands are so soft, aren't they? They just glide up and down your shaft almost effortlessly. I can tell you love it. Love the way I tease you so tantalizingly slow. But I can't let your balls get jealous now, can I? Oh, I can feel how excited that's making you. Your cock is throbbing in my hand. I think your cock is looking a little dry. I guess I should do something about that. What do you want me to do, sweetie? Do you want me to suck it for you? To put it in my warm, wet mouth? Because if you do, my tongue is more than eager to please right now. Okay, baby. I love the look in your face when I suck your cock. You close your eyes and look so intense. It's like the first time you've ever felt something like this. It's so sweet, and I can see it in your eyes. You know what's coming next. Mm-hmm. way your cock feels against my tongue totally turns me on. It's so smooth and fun to lick. And the noises you make as I run circles around the head and stroke the underside makes me want to blush a bit. Just knowing I'm making you feel so much pleasure. It's making me so wet. And I just want to play with myself with one hand while I keep pleasing you with my other and my mouth. But as much as I enjoy the taste of your cum, I want to fuck you even more now. Want to feel you deep inside of me? I'll have to slide off my panties first, though. Oh, God. I'm so achingly wet. Oh, look at my fingers slip in so easily. I'm ready for you. And you're going to feel so much better than my fingers. You don't even have to move. I'm gonna do all the work. You're my personal little toy. And I'm gonna enjoy using you like that. I hope you don't mind. Who am I kidding? I know you don't mind, baby. Even rubbing your cock against these silky lips of my pussy feels so unbelievable. It feels so incredible. Oh, having you deep inside me, and I can just squeeze your cock with my tight pussy and milk you as I rock back and forth on your lap. I'm so wet, and you slid in so easily. Like I said, I was dreaming about you too this morning. I would have come up with any excuse to fuck you. I'm so glad your cock was accommodating to my desire. Sucking your cock just made me want you even more. I want to tell you about my dirty dream. Trust me, you're gonna love it. We went to an upscale restaurant where the tables were covered with these long, flowing red tablecloths that draped all the way down to the floor, and it was a bit dark, and it was totally intimate as you sat across from me, looking deeply into my eyes. You gave me that look, like you suddenly had a fun idea. You dropped your napkin, and when you bent over to pick it up, you quickly slipped under the table, making sure you were completely hidden. After a few seconds, I felt your hands on my legs as you slowly started rubbing up my thighs towards my ass. I subtly moved the tablecloth over my legs further and pushed in my chair so there'd be less chance of you getting caught. I love fucking you like this. Being on top. Being in control of every stroke. Oh God, it feels so good for me. And I can tell you really like it too. Up in your mouth. Taste my fingers. They've been inside my wet pussy. And it'll help you really get into my story. Oh, you want every last drop, it seems. While you were under the table, you moved my already wet panties out of the way and kissed the smooth skin of my pussy. Your lips felt so good against me. I gasped and I shivered and I tried to pretend it was a cough, and then the licking started. Oh God, it was so intense, and you knew not just what I wanted, what I needed. It was like you were inside my head. And I'm sitting at that table trying not to make a sound or even revealing face. But you were making it so difficult. Your hair was tickling my thighs and your tongue, it was relentless, darting into me hard and fast and sliding upwards so you could circle my clit. I gripped the edges of the table and kept breathing harder and harder, involuntarily making low moans. I kept looking at that centerpiece on the table, trying to keep my eyes open, or at least not let them roll back into my head. But I slowly was losing control. I could feel the stares of some of the tables closest to us, the shame. It made me flush, and it also turned me on even more, knowing we had an audience. You began to use your fingers along with your tongue. And it was like you were playing my nerves like an erotic instrument. Strumming every note perfectly. My whole body vibrated, and soon I was getting so close to coming.
Oh, my face! It must have been so pink and obviously aroused. I was having trouble catching my breath. Oh, God, you feel so amazing inside of me. Just telling you about my dream while fucking you, it feels like my body is electrified. Oh, no, no, keep looking me in the eyes. Oh, don't close them. I want to share this with you. In the dream, you brought me so close to orgasm a few times, and then you'd stop right before I could, like you wanted me to beg to let me come. But you knew I couldn't say a word. Oh, and you delighted in torturing me, building me up, and it delighted you, knowing that if you kept bringing me so close and denying me release, when the dam finally burst, I wouldn't be able to stay quiet, and you wanted everyone to hear my scream of ecstasy that you put me in. Oh, I couldn't hold back anymore, and I let out a loud moan that transformed into a high-pitched squeal, and my eyes, they closed and filled with tears of bliss as that orgasm took over my body. I was so overtaken by the pleasure. Oh, I didn't care how loud I was anymore. It was a beautiful sound, full of unbridled joy and exploding passion. And I'm sure everyone on that block heard it. My fingers hurt so much from gripping the table so hard, but it was worth it. It was incredible. Baby, I have a feeling you're about to hear a preview of that sound. Just a little more. I can see it in your eyes. You're close. You're close too. I want to come with you. I want to come together. I told you you didn't have to move, but the way you're thrusting into me in every stroke, oh, it's making this so much more intense. That's it. Yes. Yes. Oh my fucking God. Yes, baby. You're fucking amazing. I don't think I can hold back anymore. Oh, oh my God, it's unbelievable. Don't stop, please. Fuck. Oh God, I can feel you coming too. Oh, this feeling is so strong. Oh, I can't catch my breath. We don't have to make my dream become a reality today. But I could tell by the look on your face, you definitely want to try it. That makes me so happy. We just have to pick a place that we won't regret
never being able to visit again. Or maybe we should make a list of several places. Was it good for you as it was for me? I think that smile answers my question. What an enjoyable, lazy Sunday morning. Maybe you'll be ready for round two in a few minutes, and you can tell me about your dirty dream. I love you so much.